Uncertainty is a kind of honesty. One day, I was talking with a friend whose company was undergoing a merger. She didn't know if she'd get a new boss or even lose her job. The uncertainty, she moaned. Yet at the same time, she was dusting off her resume and looking for internal roles that better fit her ambitions. Without realizing it, she was experiencing the cognitive booster rocket of being unsure. I often ask people what comes to mind when they hear the word uncertainty. Most often they say unease, angst, or discomfort. That's natural. Humans evolve to need and want answers in order to survive. Permanent limbo is nobody's idea of the good life. So when we meet anything new, unexpected, or ambiguous, a traffic pileup, or a murky client email, our body and brain spring into action. Cascading hormones and neurotransmitters prompt classic stress symptoms, such as a racing heart or sweaty palms. And the brain undergoes remarkable changes. Neurons become more receptive to new data, working memory improves, focus broadens. Scientists call this curious eyes. The unease of uncertainty turns out to be good stress. In one study, emergency medicine doctors reported that the discomfort of uncertainty in sticky clinical situations prompted them to pay closer attention and look ahead to muster resources to address the emerging problem. Other field studies show that ambivalent chief executives are more inclusive and resourceful in a crisis than the ultra-decisive leaders we tend to admire. Our uncertainty is a signal that old routines won't do, and it's time to update our understanding of the world. To skillfully harness the wakefulness of uncertainty, expect change. If you presume that the Monday morning meeting will be more of the same blah, blah, you'll likely miss out on subtle shifts in a rival's opinion or a dip in your team's mood. Clinging to the belief that a situation is stable when it is not sets you up to ignore new data, including the reality check of your emerging unsureness, studies show. In contrast, keeping in mind that the world is unpredictable equips you to lean into uncertainty's invitation to learn. Second, ease up on outcome fixation. It's natural to work hard for the bonus or fear failure. But in the middle of a challenge, tunnel vision attention to what's at stake disengages us from what we're doing. For example, when the trophy is prominently displayed near the court during the finals of elite professional tennis tournaments, the favorite is more likely to struggle, an analysis of more than 100 matches shows. To keep the specter of outcome from undermining your game, take a page from top athletes and use cue words, a short personal mantra such as be now, to jolt yourself back into the moment and all its complexities. That way, when it matters most, you can stay focused on the process that leads to a good outcome. In challenging times, uncertainty is our ally. Your racing heart, quivering gut, and growing unease are signs that you can rise to the occasion, that your curious eyes can open, that you can face up to an ever-shifting world. The wakefulness that uncertainty provokes is a kind of honesty.